It's August 9th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Let us pray. O God, through the moving of your Spirit, you move our spirits to meet the needs of your people. You equip us for our work as instruments of your peace, a holy love to compel us, a holy vision to guide us, and a holy power to sustain us. Amen. That was God is Seen, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme for today is Dissatisfaction Leads to Rebellion, and the scripture text is taken from Numbers chapter 14. Our speaker is Dr. John J. Friesen, Professor Emeritus at CMU.
Today is the second in a series of three in which the text is taken from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers is relatively unknown, one about which we likely seldom hear a sermon. The reason we deal with these texts in this series is that Sunday at CMU follows the lectionary, which covers the whole Bible in a three-year rotation. In this way, we're able to hear about parts of the Bible that we might otherwise miss. The book of Numbers takes its name from two census lists, one in chapter 1 and the other in chapter 26. Today's text is taken from the first section, following the first census list, and deals with events sometime after the Exodus, but before the preparation for the entry into the land of Palestine. Let us listen to the text in Numbers 14, verses 1 to 12. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become booty. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us choose a captain and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and said to all the congregation of the Israelites, "The land that we went through as spies is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only Do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are no more than bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. But the whole congregation threatened to stone them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. And the Lord said to Moses, How long will this people despise me? And how long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the signs that I have done among them? I will strike them with pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. This election is in a longer series of dreary stories of unending rebellion and complaints. The Israelites complained about the food, about the desert, about the leadership by Moses. They wished they were still in Egypt because they remembered it as a good land and seemed to think that being a slave in Egypt was better than living in the desert. Today, instead of focusing on the rebellious, complaining, and ungrateful Israelites, let's see what the text says about God. God is portrayed in constant conversation with Moses. In these conversations, God expresses frustration, anger, is ready to punish, and even annihilate the people and choose Moses' descendants instead. However, the verses following the ones we read indicate that God forgave them and gave them a second, a third, and a fourth chance. We sometimes think of God as distant, unemotional, unchanging in plan and direction. That's not how God is portrayed in these texts. God gets angry, so angry that God regrets ever bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, and even regrets choosing them at all. What we see in this text is that God allows people to rebel, but stands ready to forgive time and again. For us, as fallible people, this characteristic of God is comforting. This characteristic of endlessly forgiving also becomes a model of how we, as believers, are to forgive those who sin against us. Remember the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." Amen.
Follow all the ways of the Lord.
That was follow and come all Christians be committed, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and also voice to children, youth and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for students in grades 2 to 8, and vocal fusion for grades 1 to 6. You are invited to CMU Homecoming event held on September 25th and 26th. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and the CMU website. And listen anytime to the program by following the links on the website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace.